This week, a mysterious white substance was found in southern Humboldt's Redwood Creek, which then spilled into the South Fork of the Eel River. Much speculation has followed, both on social media and via calls to KMUD News by concerned citizens. We want to make clear that we do not officially know the substance's composition. KMUD News and our network of reporters reached out to California Fish and Wildlife and the North Coast Water Quality Board, among others, and both agencies are actively investigating the issue. Right before this broadcast, Peter Tira, Information Officer for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, sent the following statement. Quote, "The material is believed to be a bentonite, water, rock, sand, clay mixture from drilling activity nearby, which has since ceased. The situation remains under investigation, and CDFW's environmental science staff is now checking on any impacts to fish and other species." Bentonite is a natural clay commonly used to help seal ponds on properties, among other uses, like in water-based drilling mud. It is not toxic, but poses a grave threat to local river systems and wildlife when spilled in large amounts. We spoke with scientist Patrick Higgins to learn more. Patrick has previously published research on bentonite contamination resulting from a spill into a creek in the early 1990s.
This is Pat Higgins, and I have been a consulting fisheries biologist for 30 years, and I also run the Eel River Recovery Project. But I'm just talking to KMA today as a scientist with knowledge of how bentonite clay impacts aquatic ecosystems.
Yeah, so I'd love to just know a little bit more about what bentonite can do to river systems, and specifically any impacts it might have on fish and other animal life in our local area here.
Bentonite clay is often used for drilling muds. It can also be used to line ponds. So there's bentonite clay in the watershed where ponds are sealed all over the place. When it gets loose into the aquatic ecosystem, it first clouds the water with a gray color because it's very fine clay. And so that's what's called colloidal dispersion. And you see the white color, and that'll stay suspended for a long ways. The damage comes, and that can prevent a steelhead and coho salmon that are migrating downstream right now from feeding. And so that's an immediate impact on fish. And then if it precipitates out on the bottom, it's kind of like toothpaste. And so we don't see them, but the entire bottom of the stream and the cracks between the rocks, that's where the aquatic insects live that are a large part of the food chain for the fish. So the bentonite basically shuts down macroinvertebrate production, in science speak, and therefore not only can the fish not eat lunch when it's cloudy, but then there's nothing to eat if the bentonite coated the stream. Beyond that, until those gravels are flushed with winter flows. I studied the question of bentonite pollution at a very significant scale in the Garcia River watershed when AT&T was drilling for cables that would go under sea for offshore telecommunications, and they used bentonite clay, and it came up in a little creek tributary to the Garcia in what they call fracking. And it flowed down like toothpaste and coated the bottom of the little creek and also the Garcia River below. And they did it in another basin adjacent called Moat Creek. And so I studied the effects of the bentonite, and the aquatic invertebrates downstream were almost nil. Those things that have high pollution index and like beetles that can just swim away and are not obligate to the stream bottom. And so the damage on the Garcia to the fish in the river was considerable, and AT&T paid damages on that.
Patrick Higgins also speculated on the evidence seen so far from the substance spilled into Redwood Creek.
The white, cloudy water that moved down Redwood Creek and into the South Fork, from what I understand, is consistent with a bentonite spill. People do not have to be worried about it as being a toxic substance, because it's not. It's inert. But it is injurious to the aquatic ecosystem, and so it's a violation of the Clean Water Act and what's known as the North Coast Regional Board's Basin Plan. And the Basin Plan protects fish and cold water beneficial uses. And when things like this substance are enter public waters like Redwood Creek and the South Fork, it's definitely not consistent with the Basin Plan, and it's in violation of the Basin Plan.
While Patrick Higgins, like KMUD News and California's Department of Fish and Wildlife, is suspicious of the white substance spilled in Redwood Creek being bentonite, we want to reemphasize that there is no official confirmation from participating agencies on this issue. We will continue to track this and will bring you official confirmation of what the substance is when testing is published. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.